On this edition of the News Review, Israel deploys military reinforcements near the Gaza Strip on the eve of the first anniversary of the start of anti-occupation rallies by Palestinians. Troops and tanks are deployed at the so-called buffer zone as Palestinians are preparing for mass protests there. Organizers have called for a million-strong demonstration on Saturday to mark the first anniversary of the rallies known as the Great March of Return. Palestinians in Gaza began the weekly rallies on March 30th last year to protest Israel's occupation of their land. The rallies also protest Israel's years-long siege of the Gaza Strip. The Palestinians continued the weekly protests despite an Israeli crackdown that left scores of Palestinians dead. Civilians, including children, were among the victims. Joining us now on this edition of Press TV's News Review, we have spokesman of the Naturai Karta International, Rabbi David Feldman. So welcome to the program. Let's start off with the significance of the one-year anniversary of the Great March of Return rallies. In spite of all of the deadly force used by the Israelis against these peaceful demonstrations, the resistance and these demonstrations against the occupation of Palestinian land held strong. What are your thoughts?
Well, this weekend is a very important one. As you say, this is a full year after the start of the Great March of Return. We have Jewish communities worldwide who oppose the occupation of Palestine from the very beginning. Land Day is one of the sad days that we remember, and we do everything we can to speak up for Palestine, and especially after this past year when we witnessed so much disaster, so much death and destruction taking place on the borders of Gaza. This is ridiculous, this is criminal, and this should be stopped. We should do everything we can to help the world overcome this propaganda and understand that the right of return is an international right. This is a right that each individual should be granted. We have Jewish communities organized this coming weekend in the United States, in England, and in Canada, and maybe after the weekend in Jerusalem as well, to stand up and express our solidarity to this Great March of Return. And our message is that all what is happening in Palestine, all what the Israeli state, the state of Israel, stands for, does not represent world Jewry, and certainly not the Jewish religion. We prefer to continue the way we did for thousands of years during our exile, living in peace with our neighbors, exactly how we conduct ourselves in Palestine, so many other Muslim countries and worldwide. We condemn the occupation, and we support and encourage peace, a true peace, which should take place when we hopefully will merit to see the peaceful, total dismantlement of this Zionist regime, this entire occupation.
Also joining us from the British capital, London, is political analyst and Middle East expert Saeed Shahabi. Mr. Shahabi, welcome to the program. Our guest in New York opened his comments stating that the crimes against the Palestinians, specifically this level of aggression against the Great March of Return rallies, should be stopped. We've seen a year of condemnations go by, but the aggression never stopped. Why is that, and how can the status quo change?
Thank you very much. I think by insisting on continuing this march, eventually it will succeed, because the Zionists cannot continue killing people. They have killed hundreds of people, more than 200, 250 people, including 44 children so far. Why? Because they are marching peacefully. They have not used violence, but they were just approaching the border, and they are saying, this is our land. We have the right to go back to our land. We are coming barefooted, bare-chested, to challenge your occupation, which has been condemned by the whole world. Leave Donald Trump aside, and then the whole world will say that what the Zionists, what the Israelis are doing is illegal, is inhumane. They do not have the right to continue occupying the Palestinian land, especially those that were occupied in 1967 of course, the Palestinians are saying that the whole Palestine is ours, and we cannot compromise on our right of return to our land, to the land of our grandfathers. And they are, we are expressing our wish to go back through peaceful means. We are going every day to every Friday to protest, to tell the world that we are a community that has been forgotten by the world order, by the United Nations, by the United States. Unfortunately, the whole world is now aggrieved because of the presence of a person at the head of the American presidency who is simply outside the bound of the human agreements and the international laws and conventions. But this, but he is only a passerby. He cannot stay here forever, and he has to go. He will go one day. But the Palestine will remain. The Palestinians will remain. The occupation will go also. So I think what has been happening over the past 12 months are courageous acts by people who are facing the wrath of the Israel occupiers, their bullets and so on, with their own bodies, empty hands, with no weapons whatsoever.
Thanks a lot. Thanks political so analyst and Middle East expert Saeed Chaabi joining us from London. And also thanks to spokesman of the Netarai Carter International, Rabbi David Feldman, joining us from New York. And with that, it brings us to an end here on this edition of Press TV's News Review. Do stay tuned. There's plenty more to come here on Press TV.